Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, big sports weekend. The Nuggets face elimination tonight. Do better.
No.
Do better.
Yes,
Nuggets.
Do better.
Yes, do better. The Avs moved on to round two, and then heartbreaker with the Mammoth out. We were at that game.
We were.
Sad day for them.
Shouldn't have been that way.
Mm-mm. But the real story is Jaron Sports here. Some of the biggest sports news of the weekend. This dude named Oscar Delp out in Georgia. What a great name. Hey, yeah. I'm Oscar Delp. I'm a tight end, bro. Waiting to be drafted because the NFL draft was going on this weekend. And there's a video of him, his family, and his friends all sitting there in their living room. There's got to be like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Waiting in anticipation to see if he gets picked up. But the star of the video is this big, goofy chocolate lab.
I saw this video.
It's fantastic.
It's so perfect. Anyone who has a dog can relate to this video. Mm-hmm.
This poor lab, who obviously gets to lay on the couch a lot, was just sitting there looking all down in the dumps because everyone is on his couch.
Yeah.
Oscar Delp gets picked up by the Saints. Everybody jumps up and starts screaming. And the dog immediately tries to get on the couch.
Yeah.
And the video is like five or six times of him trying to go in and he can't.
Yeah.
Go in and he can't.
Trying to find a good angle.
And every time it's like,
gets
ding!
Blocked. Yeah.
Ding! Ding! You know? It's the cutest video.
It is so cute.
And I love it because it's a chocolate lab and they're the sweetest dogs ever.
They do eventually find that couch time, though.
He did.
They
did.
Do. And it's so cute. So adorable.
In the
adorable.
Video, he finally finds the couch time. So that's the big news coming out of the NFL draft this weekend.
That that's what you picked
is
up.
Is this big, dumb chocolate lab.
That's the adorable draft news for sure. Good
job, the best.
Jared.
So I posted the video on our Facebook page if you want to go check it out. Katie, there's hope for you after the age of 68 to still have some fun. You're sneaking up on it. This woman named Linda Jarrett, known as the Unicycle Granny, has extended her Guinness World Record as the oldest unicycler at the age of 69 and 189 days. Good for her.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this story, and there was, no, time frame she had to be on it. She didn't have to juggle. It's just, she's old, and she got on a unicycle, and she got this award from Guinness. There was nothing that she didn't have to go through, a hoop on fire,
I know.
Like
you would
that.
Think, it's funny,
because
a lot of those records seem very breakable. I feel like I could get on a unicycle for couple seconds. Easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Katie.
What?
Easy peasy. Let's get one in here.
I could do that.
We'll make it interesting, too. Please. We'll take the seat off of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that,
although
though.
You might be into it.
Shut up,
maybe
Jerry.
We won't do that. New survey out this morning talking about, damn, it's expensive to go out and drink anymore, right?
Yeah.
So pre-gaming is at an all-time high right now. A lot of these people in this story were talking about, God, they go to a concert and a can of White Claw is $20.
Yeah.
I went to that game up in Boulder at CU and I got a beer and it was I was pushing $30 for a big boy, for a tall boy.
Now, anytime you go to a stadium, you're going to pay at least $10
for
a drink. So.
And money's tight right now. So liquor companies are noticing this. They're starting to sell those mini bottles. We talked about the mini Bud Light cans last week, but essentially, pre-gaming is just where it's at now. You sit in the parking lot, get your drink on, and then you head in.
I love how companies are is it costing too much? Here's something smaller.
Here's less of what you want.
That's what we wanted.
No.
Not at all.
You want to sit in your car. You want to sit in your Telluride and pound down some shooters.
Yeah, people are going to find a way to save money, so you're going to have to accommodate. They
are. I think I've done that in a while. I think the last time I did that was when Nick Nack and I went and saw Dave Matthews at Fiddler's. That's been a couple years now, where we sat in the parking lot and had some drinks before we went into the concert.
Yeah.
This is expensive. I'll give you one more thing since we teased about Trader Joe's. I guess they're in the middle of a class action lawsuit right now because some of their coffee, the Trader Joe's branded French roast low acid bean coffee, apparently has half the amount of caffeine that it says on the container. Oh, and we live in a world where people want their caffeine, right?
Or I guess it won't get them jacked up.
Yeah,
so people are pissed because, I mean, they rely on their morning caffeine. So if you're buying a product that says it's got 100 milligrams per cup and you're only getting 50, it's time to sue.
Well, and you know people who are, you know, legit coffee drinkers, they can tell. They're my hands aren't shaking near as much as they normally do. Like, what the heck is this?
My vision isn't as blurry as it normally is.
Why am I not, you know, hearing colors?
Trader Joe's coffee is pretty decent, too. If you've ever wandered in, it's like not too expensive. But.
Yeah.
Do we have any other sports stuff?
We do. The smoke had barely cleared from the Nuggets' latest collapse in Minnesota. Mm. And Nikola Jokic and teammates hit the showers after the game. Nikola comes out of his shower and he's looking around and starts shouting and screaming from the top of his lungs, "Where's my underwear?" No. Apparently, he thought that his underwear had been stolen, which is really adding salt to the wound, to the Nuggets' horrible loss on over the weekend. And he looked all over, couldn't find it anywhere. He said, "I swear I put it on top of the shower so that I could just grab it when I was done." Apparently, it was moved. He did find it. No one stole it, but it was moved from the shower to his locker room. Or to his actual locker. And so he had to go, you know, kind of do the walk of shame in a towel and
go find his underwear.
Yeah, and go find his underwear. And he talked about it afterwards, and he was saying that he thought it was stolen because there had been some thievery going on earlier that season in the Nuggets locker room. And he's like, "It happened again. They took my underwear this time. It was found. It's all good. He's fine." And he also, on top of that, Katie, after that game, he was fined $50,000 for that altercation. Man. So he lost his underwear and lost 50 grand.
Like, what a day.
That's a horrible day for Nikola Jokic.
And he was, like, screaming. That's what the reports say.
He was shouting, screaming
at people in the locker
room. Of this?
No, there was no audio of him shouting
audio of him shouting. That's what reports say, is that he was screaming at the players.
Where's my underwear?
His underwear. And that's the last person you want to see all mad after a loss.
Especially because I'm hip height on him, so
I know. You don't want Nikola Jokic with no underwear in your face. How about this? We're just seeing the reports of that tanker fire off Santa Fe in Littleton right now. It's pretty intense. I mean, it's right there at the 4800 block of South Santa Fe Drive. It's the border of Littleton and Inglewood, but South Metro Fire Rescue said the fuel truck is close to nearby buildings, so it was upgraded to a commercial fire, but it looks like they're just going to let it burn out. So how crazy, though, to be that close to businesses and houses and everything. Like, hopefully hopefully they get it under control, because the plume of smoke that you can see from pretty much anywhere in the metro area right now, it's very big. So that's what's going on with that right there in Littleton and Inglewood. A woman has set a record for a 3+ minute plank. Now, here's the story. Marie Carpenter, right? She was celebrating her 90th birthday, and her grandson, Alex, tricked her. She was like, "Grandma, we're all going to get down on the ground, the group of us here, and we're going to do a plank and see who can hold it the longest." And I guess Marie is very competitive. So she was like, "Alex, you know, hold my beet juice. Like, here we go." So they get down on the ground and they're planking. What Marie didn't know is Alex was tricking her. She said it was a challenge between everybody, but witnesses were recording the whole thing from the Guinness Book of World Records. So Marie ended up holding this plank for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So on paper, she became the oldest woman in the world to perform a plank for at least 3 minutes. So we have a local woman right here who has the longest plank for a 90-year-old woman.
Wow.
The Guinness people are still confirming it, but on paper, she did it.
Good for her. Congrats to
Marie.
She can team up with the lady on the unicycle and start a circus.
We've got a super senior group right here. Watch out. But
life doesn't end at 70.
I still feel like I can hold a plank for 15 minutes.
Well,
I don't know why 3 minutes. I really feel like I can. I know Josh shakes his head at me every time I say it.
Do you know how long 15 minutes is?
I know how long 15
I bet you you couldn't
is.
Do 2 minutes.
I could do 2 minutes.
I bet you could do two.
I could do easy 2 minutes. Like, come on.
I really doubt it.
Come on.
I see the way you eat.
Challenge
That's why
accepted.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about... Okay.
You can do it that long because your belly's on the floor.
Shut up. No, it's not. I don't have a big belly.
Front butt.
I do not have a big belly.
Your front butt will be holding you up.
No, I don't. You take it back. I have a big butt,
no takesies,
but not
backsies.
A big belly.
Okay. Your front butt will keep you solid.
Okay. And then And that's you, jeans. Students. Shut up. I do not. Stop spreading that rumor. Okay. And then MSU students. So they created a Billy.
Well, what?
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's an AI tool aimed at helping us with sustainability. So it's pretty neat, actually, because it's specifically for Colorado's drought. So we all have heard about that, how the drought, especially this year, it is intense. This is a chat-based idea that's coming out of MSU. And what really makes it stand out is the information used with Billy, that's what they're calling it, is 100% vetted. And that's what a lot of AI tools especially can't say, is that's a problem with a lot of AI things these days. The info the robots gives us isn't fully verified, and they just put it out there and people absorb it as it is. So more than 50 students contributed to this project, and they collaborated across disciplines, and they even partnered with CSU Pueblo. So a lot of different schools coming together to make this happen. But really what it is they'd just be able to ask it questions like, hey, Billy, what does the drought outlook look like for this upcoming year? And based on all the stuff they've inputted, he'll be able to tell you and what we can do to help out the drought
smart
process.
Kids.
I think it's amazing.
Very smart.
And again, right out of here from MSU. So yay, local kids. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go. You're up to date this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh.